Good morning, Bread of Life.
大家早安。
Oh, I'm so happy and honored to be with you this morning.
我真的非常荣幸来到你们中间。
Thank you so much, Pastor Jonathan and Eileen, for having me.
很谢谢勋正牧师跟雅文师母的邀请。
It's my first time in Taiwan.
这是我第一次来到台湾。
And I love it.
我好喜欢。
We had such a great time yesterday with pastors.
昨天呢，我们跟牧师有很好的交通时间。
We have 小笼包。
啊，也吃了小笼包。
Went up to the 101 building.
去到101观景台。
And talked for hours about the goodness of God.
一整个下午我们都在聊神的良善。
So just realizing that most of you might never have met me before.
那当然了，我知道各位没有见过我。
Let me just give you a quick introduction before we get into the Word of God.
但是在我们分享神的话语前，我简单自我介绍一下可以吗？
So my name is Joachim.
我叫做 Joachim.
I'm married to Maria,
我的太太 Maria,
and we've been married for 37 happy years.
结婚到现在37年美满
婚
姻。37年。
We've been blessed by two amazing daughters.
那我们有两个非常美丽的女儿。
And we have a son-in-law.
一个女婿。
And now we have two grandsons.
现在有两个孙子了。
Everybody says, oh.
大家说，哦，好可爱，好可爱。
So it's a bit funny if you look at the one that has long hair.
那如果你看到这个照片上头发比较长的呢？
His name is Zion.
他叫做 Zion 西安。
And the one with very short hair.
那头发短的呢？
His name is Samson.
叫做参孙。
And apart from being a husband, and a father and grandfather,
做父亲做阿公,
I'm also so honored to be the pastor of Word of Life Church in Sweden.
在瑞典.
Now, Sweden is a frozen country in the north of Scandinavia.
基本上是在北欧这个寒冷冰天雪地的地方。
It's the country of IKEA.
那就是大家很熟悉的 IKEA 的原地，然后 H&M
and Spotify.
然后还有这个音乐品牌 Spotify.
And of course, like everybody knows,
那当然如同大家知道的
we are governed by two princesses called Elsa and Anna.
两个治理瑞典的公主叫做艾莎与安娜。
On a more serious note.
刚刚是开玩笑，你们应该要笑一下。但是呢，比较正经的部分是
，Sweden is actually one of the most secularized nations in the world.
我其实要告诉你的是，瑞典是一个最属世世俗的国家。
But praise God, my Bible says.
但是呢，我的圣经上说
，that where sin abounded, grace would abound even more.
哪里罪加增了，在那里恩典是会更多的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And by that grace,
因着这份恩典
，we have now launched over 900 churches.
我们的教会在世界各地成立900间分堂
all over the world.
是在世界各地
and we give all the glory to the name of Jesus.
一切的荣耀是归给耶稣。
I got a word in my heart for you this morning.
今天早上我的话语要跟你们分享。
I want to speak about God's dreams in your heart.
我要来讲到神的梦想。
God's dreams in your heart.
神的梦想在你心中。
And first of all, I want to take you with me.
但是呢，首先。
To a very special place in California, in the United States.
我要带大家看一个在加州，美国加州一个很特别的地方。
An area called Death Valley.
它叫做死亡谷。
Now, Death Valley is one of the harshest areas in the world.
那你基本上在这个地方生存条件很困难。
It's way too hot for anything to live there.
因为你知道太热了，没有东西活得下去。
And it's way too dry for anything to grow there.
也因为太高了，什么都长不出来。
Death Valley looks like a hopeless case.
就是太干燥了，长不出来，这个很没有盼望的地方。
Back in 2005,
但是呢，在2005年的时候
，due to very unique weather conditions,
因为很特别的这个气候条件。
Rain clouds came in over Death Valley.
突然有雨云降在这个死亡谷上。
And for hours and hours, rain poured down on the ground.
然后就不断的下起大雨在那个地方。
And all of a sudden, this happened.
你就发现，哎，怎么突然变了一个样子了？
The desert was turned into a beautiful, colorful garden.
我们就会发现沙漠它变成了一个充满生意的盎然的花园。
And people from all over the world came.
然后呢，世界各地人都飞过去。
To study this amazing miracle.
然后来研究这个神迹呀。
How could such a barren land be turned into such a beautiful garden?
一个这个原本枯干的地方，怎么会突然转变为生机盎然的这个花园？
Now, the answer to that question.
那我告诉你这个问题的答案
was because there were seeds in the ground.
是因为原本虽然看不见，但地底下是有种子的。
Now these seeds were dormant.
这些的种子是 潜藏在那里。
The conditions were not right for them to grow.
蛰伏在那里，但是生长的环境不允许它们生长。
And because they were dormant, if you looked at it, you might not even think they were there in the first place.
那也因为它们是埋在地底下，所以你看着外表的时候，你不觉得有东西在那下面。
But when the rain came,
但一旦这个云来了
everything changed.
雨来了，一切都改变。
When the rain of the Holy Spirit,
当圣灵的雨降下了
falls upon our lives,
在我们的生命当中的时候
even the driest desert,
就算是再干的枯骨
can be turned into a beautiful, colorful garden.
再干的绝境都能够转变为美丽的花园。
Amen.
Amen.
So why am I sharing this story?
你说我为什么要跟你分享这个故事
Because I know that in this church this morning,
因为我知道在我们当中
there are a lot of people with Death Valley areas in your life.
我们当中可能有些人的生命就在经历如死亡谷般的光景
There might be the area of your life,
可能在你的生命里也有一些领域
that just feels too hot and too dry.
你就觉得就是一个太热又太干的地方
And that area keeps laughing in your face.
它甚至好像不断在打脸你
saying I'm just going to stay like this forever.
嘲笑你说我这个地方就是会这样枯干下去。
Nothing will ever live here.
什么东西都在这里长不出来。
Nothing will ever grow here.
没有东西可以从这里生长出来。
That area might have been like a death valley for months or even years.
这个枯干的光景可能已经持续数个月或甚至几年了。
Maybe your death valley area is your finances.
对你来说，那个枯干的光景可能是你的财务。
Maybe it's your relationship.
可能是你的人际关系。
Maybe it's your marriage.
可能是你的婚姻。
Maybe even your relationship with God.
或甚至是你跟神的关系。
It just feels dry.
就是感觉非常的枯干
and impossible to grow.
你觉得不可能有转变了
Well, let me tell you this.
但今天早上我告诉你
God sent me all the way from Sweden.
神打从瑞典把我差派过来
To tell you
就是要告诉你
That in the sand of your death valley
在这个枯干的死亡谷底下
There are seeds of change.
他已经埋下了改变的种子
There are seeds planted by the hand of the Lord.
是神的手把这个改变的种子埋葬在那里
And the rain of the Holy Spirit
当圣灵的雨降下的时候
It's coming your way.
圣灵的恩雨就要降下。
It's coming your way.
圣灵的恩雨就要降下了。
It's about to fall.
就要降在。
And turn your dry desert.
你的这个枯干的地方。
Into a colorful garden.
使它变为一个生意盎然的花园。
For the glory of God.
是为了神的荣耀做成。
And as we read the Bible.
你知道当我们在读圣经的时候。
We see so many examples.
其实有非常多的例子。
Of how God calls people.With Death Valley areas inside of them.
让我们看见神怎么样呼召生命里面有这样死亡谷光景的人。
We remember he called a man called Moses.
你还记得他呼召一个人叫摩西的。
To be the spokesperson of God before Pharaoh.
要成为法老面前为神代言的人。
And Moses protested.
但是摩西怎么跟神说
？He said, "No, no, no."
哦，不行，不行。
不行，不行。I can't speak.
我话拙口拙笨舌的。
You know he had a death valley situation.
所以他在他生命里面那个死亡的光景。
That was his lack of ability.
是他觉得自己能力不足。
And then God calls a man called Jeremiah.
神又呼召另外一个叫耶利米的人。
And he says to him, "I want you to be a prophet to the nation."
他说我要你做列国的先知。
And he says, "No, no, no."
但耶利米没有说不行不行。
不行不行。I'm too young.
我太年轻。
His death valley was his lack of experience.
他的死亡谷是认为自己经验不够。
And then God calls a young girl called Mary.
神呼召一个年轻的女子叫玛利亚。
Tells her, "I want you to be the mother of my son Jesus."
说我要你做我的爱子耶稣的母亲。
She says, "How can this be?"
我说这怎么可能
？I haven't had a man.
我都还没出嫁。
Her death valley was a lack of qualification.
她的死亡谷是她认为自己资格不够。
The beautiful thing is,
但我告诉你，美好就在。
And in all these cases,
在我们刚刚所提到这些人生命里，还有许多其他的。
It's clear to us,
我们都可以清楚看见。
That God does not look at your sand of your desert.
神看的不是那个表面，你生命里面那个沙。
He looks at the seeds of the desert.
而是在看沙底下的种子。
He knows that he's planted inside of you.
他知道他栽种在你生命里面的种子。
All the seeds needed.
是一切你所需要的种子。
For your life to flourish.
你生命里面要能够有生意的那些种子已经在你的生命里。
And I want us to read from Genesis chapter 17.
我想要来读创世纪第十七章。
Once again, it's a story about a man.
那这里呢也同样讲到一个人的故事。
With a death valley area. His name was Abram.
他叫做亚伯兰。
And his death valley area was his infertility.
他的死亡谷就是他的不孕。
He didn't have any children.
他没有任何的后嗣。
Him and his wife couldn't have any.
他跟他的妻子生不出来。
And then God shows up.
但神显明。
And he says from verse 4,
在第四节里面这么对他说，可以的话我们一起来读，我与你立约，你要做多国的父，从此以后你的名不再叫亚伯兰，要叫亚伯拉罕，因为我已立你做多国的父。
I could just stand here all day.
我真的可以就站在这里哦。
And listen to you reading the Bible in Mandarin.
你们读用中文读圣经。
It sounds beautiful.
我觉得听起来好像美好的音乐。
Look at what God is saying.
你看神这里怎么说？
Abraham,
他说亚伯兰，
you will be a father.
你要做多国之父。
That's something that will happen in the future.
这个要指的是将来要发生。
This is you will be a father.
你要做多国的父。
For I have made you a father.
为什么？因为我已立你为做多国的父。
In the eyes of God,
对神来说，
it's already a done deal.
他已经看到这件事情发生了。
In the eyes of God,
在神的眼中，
Abraham was already a father.
亚伯兰已经是多国的父。
Because when God looks at your death valley,
因为我告诉你，当神看着你生命的死亡谷，
he doesn't see the sand,
他看到的不是表面的沙，
he sees the seeds,
而是看到里面的种子。
And God knew,
神知道，
that inside of Abraham's heart,
在亚伯兰的心中，
the seeds of a father of many nations was already planted.
他放下的这个多国之父的种子早已深植他心。
Praise God.
赞美主。
And this is why God could,
这也是为什么神能够，
this is why God could say to a teenage boy called Gideon,
对一个基甸，他当时还是个青少年，
you are a mighty warrior,
你是个大能的勇士。
Although Gideon was just a scared teenager,
但是当时他不过就是一个吓到挫到不行的 小少年。
What God, was God lying?
那你说神难道是在说谎吗？
No,
不
God is not a man,
神
that he could lie,
是不说谎的神。
God looks at this scared teenager,
神看着这个眼前很害怕的年轻人，
and he doesn't see the sand,
他看到的不是表面的沙，
he sees the seed,
而是看到种子。
Because he knew that inside the boy's heart,
他知道在这个孩子的心中，
I've already planted the seeds,
他已经放下了一颗种子，
of becoming a mighty warrior,
他将要成为大能的勇士。
And now it's time for the rain to fall,
现在就是恩雨该降下的时候了。
Praise God,
赞美主。
Praise God.
赞美主。
Hallelujah.
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 The Bible says that the man sees on the outward appearance.
圣经里面讲到说，人看的是外在外表。
But God sees the heart.
但耶和华看的是人的心。
Because the heart is where the seeds are planted.
因为心就是神种子栽种的地方。
And this is why a lot of God's heroes,
这是为什么许多的属神伟人，
look a bit weird and different in the eyes of the world.
如果你知道我们用我们的眼光来看，就会觉得哦，好像有点奇怪。
But still God calls them heroes.
但神称他们伟人。
Because he knows the seeds of their heart.
因为神知道他放在他们心中的种子是什么。
And my friends, this is where I want to introduce my favorite church member from back home to you.
接下来我想跟大家介绍我在我的家乡我最爱的一名会友。
Now I know that as a pastor,
啊，我知道作为一个牧师啊，
I'm not really allowed to have favorite church members.
怎么可以说自己有最爱的会友嘞？
I guess Pastor Jonathan would never have favorite church members.
训政牧师绝对不会有这样子的念头。
But I do.
但是不好意思，我有。
And this is my favorite church member.
这就是我最爱的一名会友。
His name is Jonathan.
他叫做 Jonathan.
Jonathan has got Down syndrome.
他有唐氏症。
And he's 11 years old.
那他现在是他十一岁大。
And I love Jonathan.
我好爱 Jonathan.
And Jonathan gives the best hugs at Word of Life Church.
我告诉你，生命之道最会拥抱人的就是 Jonathan 了。
When we closed our services,
那你知道每一次当我们聚会结束，
and I come down off stage,
然后我下台的时候，
Jonathan comes running,
Jonathan 就会冲向我，
the teddy bear in his hand,
然后一手还抓着他的泰迪熊宝宝，
me,
然后就抱住我，
and he won't let go.
你知道是很紧的那种熊抱哦。
I love this boy so much.
我好爱他哦。
But sadly,
可是很不幸的，
and I'm embarrassed to even say this,
那我甚至我要说的时候我有点尴尬，
my nation does not love him.
我的国家瑞典并不欢迎他。
In Sweden, when a woman finds out she's pregnant,
你知道在瑞典哦，一旦就是妇女她们发现自己怀孕，
they're taking a test on her,
她们就会去做一些产检，
to find out whether or not the child she's expecting has got Down syndrome.
也会特别检测孩子是不是有唐氏症。
And if it turns out that's the case,
那如果胎儿有唐氏症的话，
over 90% of these babies are aborted.
基本上九成以上的唐氏症宝宝会被堕掉。
Basically, my nation is saying to Jonathan.
所以我们可以看得出来，瑞典，我基本上是在对这些孩子说。
You shouldn't even be here.
你根本不应该存在这个世界上。
It was a mistake that you were born.
你出生是个错误。
But let me tell you this.
但我告诉你。
Jesus loves Jonathan.
耶稣非常的爱 Jonathan.
Jesus loves this boy.
耶稣很爱这个孩子。
And even though the world might look at the outward appearance.
所以可能世人看的是他们的外表。
God knows the seeds he has planted in this young heart.
但神知道他放在这个年轻孩子的心里面的种子是什么。
And as a church, we want to be a counterculture to that spirit of death.
作为教会，我们应该是要出来抵挡那个死亡的灵。
As of now, we are running 11 Christian schools in our city.
你知道，在我们的城市里面，我们总共有11间的学校。
And two of these schools,
那其中两所呢
，are especially for kids with Down syndrome.
就是特别为这些有特别需求唐氏症的宝宝而设。
We want to show this world
that
they are just as important, just as beautiful, as anyone else.
跟其他人一样。
So a few years ago,
你知道几年前哦
，Jonathan was downtown.
那 Jonathan 他就去到我们的市中心
，in our city center,
在我们的市中心里
，with one of his teachers.
那跟着老师一起去。
And they were doing what we call city training.
我们在做的是所谓的城市训练。
This is where we take these kids down the city.
我们就是会带这些孩子去到城市里。
And we teach them how to cross a street.
教导他们哦，应该怎么过马路。
And how to make a purchase in a store.
在商店里面要怎么买东西。
You know, how to get around in a city environment.
基本上就是在城市里面怎么生存。
And as Jonathan and his teacher crossed the major square that forms the center of our city,
那当他要经过就是我们这个市中心有一个市民广场的地方
，All of a sudden Jonathan stopped.
他经过那里的时候，突然就停下来。
And then he started to sing.
然后就开始唱歌。
At the top of his voice.
然后那个音量之大，就是用力嘶吼的那种唱法。
Maybe in Taipei you do that all the time.
我不知道是不是在台北街头也会有这样，突然有人就大声歌唱哦。
In Sweden, not so much.
但在瑞典基本上很少见。
Jonathan was singing a song that the teachers never heard.
然后呢 ，Jonathan 唱的歌老师也没听过，不是老师教的。
He was singing, "There is a tree in my garden."
然后讲到说，哦，在我的花园里有棵树。
That is 100 years old.
这棵树已经有100岁。
Teachers.Never heard that song before.
老师从来没有听过这首歌。
You're just standing there watching Jonathan sing.
老师也就让他站在旁边看他唱。
But 1 minute later,
可是一分钟后
，a woman comes up to the teacher.
有一个女人就突然来找这个老师。
She's crying.
脸上就是带着泪啊。
She's pointing at Jonathan.
然后指着 Jonathan,
asking why is that boy singing that song?
那个孩子他为什么在唱那首歌
？Teacher said, I have no idea.
老师说，抱歉，我也不知道。
And the woman told her story.
然后那个女人就讲了她的故事。
How she had been suffering from long-term depression.
讲到她长期以来都受忧郁症所苦。
For many months.
有好几个月。
She has now given up on all the reasons to live.
然后她现在就已经觉得说她人生活不下去了。
And she was desperately contemplating suicide.
然后她很努力地在想，我活不下去，说我要自杀。
But that very morning.
但那一天早上。
All alone in her apartment.
你知道，就在她自己的公寓里。
She prayed to God for the first time in her life.
她有生以来第一次向神祷告。
And she said, God,
她说神啊,
if you're out there,
如果你真的存在,
and if there's a purpose for me to go on living,
如果你说我人生活下去是有意义的话,
give me a sign of your existence.
求你让我知道你存在的一个印证。
Show me that you love me.
让我知道你爱我。
And that you care.
让我知道你在意我。
Let me hear that song today.
让我再次听到那首
That my mother used to sing to me when I was a little girl.
我小的时候，我妈妈都会对我唱的那首歌。
My favorite song when I was a child.
我小的时候，我最爱的那首童歌。
The song about the tree in my garden.
讲到在花园里有一棵树。
That was 100 years old.
那棵树是100岁大的树。
And some time later.
之后。
She crosses the square.
她就去到市中心。
She passes by an 11-year-old boy with Down syndrome.
经过市民广场，听到这个唐氏症11岁大的孩子。
And when she does,
她听到的时候
，Jonathan hears the voice of the Holy Spirit.
你知道，当她经过的时候，圣灵就在
Jonathan 耳边。And he bursts out singing that very song.
对她唱出这首歌，而 Jonathan 就唱出来了。
This woman hears the song.
这个女人听见那首歌后
she got the sign she asked for that same morning.
她知道这就是神给她的印证
And she gave her heart to Jesus right there on the square.
她当下在市民广场上就把自己的生命交给主
Can we give some glory to God in the house of the Lord?
归给耶稣
Thank you, Jesus.
耶稣感谢你
Thank you, Jesus.
耶稣感谢你
And you know what? When the teacher brought Jonathan to me the next day,
你知道隔天就是老师就带着 Jonathan 来找我
told me the whole story,
跟我讲昨天这整个故事
she said, Jonathan,
然后就说 Jonathan
sing the song to pastor
赶快唱那个首歌给牧师听
Jonathan said, what song?
Jonathan 说、啊、哪首歌
He couldn't sing the song
他其实根本不会那首歌
He's never been able to sing the song again
那之后他也再也不会唱那首歌了
But at that moment
可是那一天就是那个当下
When the song needed to be sung
当那首歌需要被唱出来的时候
He could sing it
他当下就唱出来了
And a life was saved for eternity
因着他唱了那首歌一个生命就被拯救了
Sometimes the greatest heroes
我告诉你有时候最伟大的伟人
Are not known by appearance
那个英雄不是你从外表看得出来的
But by the seeds
但是
Planted inside their heart.
靠着神放在他们心中的种子。
Can we say amen?
使他们成为英雄。Amen.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So.
所以呢
If God is the one who plants the seed.
如果是神放下那颗种子。
And God is the one who sends the rain.
也是神使恩雨降下。
Then what are we supposed to do?
那我们该做什么
？What is our obligation?
我们有没有什么义务呢
？What is our responsibility?
我们的责任又是什么？
I'm glad you asked.
我好开心你们刚大声地问这个问题。
Because I'm going to tell you.
因为我接下来就要告诉你我们该做什么。
It's all about taking care of our hearts.
我们必须要好好照顾自己的心。
And this is exactly why the Bible is full of commandments.
这是为什么圣经里面许多的命令。
To take care of our hearts.
都讲到要保守我们的心。
To never allow darkness into our hearts.
我们要小心不让黑暗有机会躲藏。
To keep our hearts pure.
然后让我们的心是纯净。
Keep our hearts gentle.
让我们的心是温柔。
Keep our hearts soft.
让我们的心是柔软。
Keep our hearts good ground.
让我们的心是可以成为好土。
You know the word heart.
你知道心的这个字
is the second most used word in the Bible.
在圣经里面，只有就是被提到次数只低于其中一样。
Second only to the name of the Lord.
除了神的名之外，最常提到的就是心。
Tells us how important the human heart is.
这就让我们知道人的心是多么的重要。
And let me give you two things.
那我再告诉你两件。
That God requires from our heart.
神讲到心的时候要我们做的事。
For this process of growth to happen.
好，让我们刚刚讲到这个种。子可以生长出来。
Number one,
第一，
第一 ，Is that it?
第一
，Okay.、
Yes.
Number one,
第一
，It's a great word. I say number one,
第一。
He needs a humble heart.
他需要一颗谦卑的心。
He needs for our heart to stay humble.
他需要我们的心是保持谦卑。
James chapter 4 verse 6.
雅各书的第四章六节。
As God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble.
这里讲到是神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
And I'm fascinated to read.
你知道读到这个我就觉得好特别。
That when there's a list in the Bible.
因为你知道圣经里面有列出一些清单。
And there are several.
讲到一些。
About things that God hates.
神所痛恨厌恶的事。
Pride is always number one.
第一，他总是讲到骄傲。
And you might wonder, really?
你可能想说，哈，怎么会
？Is pride so serious?
他有这么的严重吗？
So dangerous?
有这么多危险吗
？See the problem with pride.
但我要告诉你，它危险在哪
？Is that it blocks our hearts?
因为它会使我们的心整个被阻挡起来。
Pride will tell you.
你知道骄傲会告诉你。
That I don't really need the rain.
哎呦，要雨干嘛
？I can get by in my own strength.
我自己努力就可以啦。
Through my own talent.
我自己的能力做得到啦。
Through my own intellect.
看看我这么聪明。
But the word of God says.
可是神的话语说。
Not by might.
不是依靠势力
，nor by power，
不是依靠才能
，but by my spirit， says the Lord，
乃是依靠我的灵，耶和华如此说
，not by your talent，
不是依靠你的才能
，not by your intellect，
不是依靠你的智力
，but by the dreams planted in the heart of your in your heart，
而是因着神放在我们心里面的梦想的种子
，and by the rain of the spirit，
也是神所差派的那个恩雨
，we need a humble heart，
我们需要让自己的心谦卑下来
，for the seeds to grow，
好让种子可以生长
，and that's why the Lord is working so hard to keep us humble。
这是为什么主也很努力让我们的心是谦卑的。
Have you ever, like me, read the Bible?
你有没有跟我一样在读经的时候啊
？And when you open the Bible,
好像你打开圣经
，you expected the hands of God to reach out.
你会很期待神的手
，and give you a nice hug.
好像从他的话语伸出来，给你一个大大的拥抱
，and pat you on the back.
给你拍拍秀秀。
And instead,
但是他好像没有这样做。
The hand of the Lord reached out.
我读经的时候，常常这个神的手出来
，to slap you in the face.
就直接打脸了。
You read something
你读到一个东西
that hit the weak spot in your character.
直接击中你生命里面那个品格里面的缺失
You read something
你也读到一些东西
that exposed rebellion
直接显明出你里面的骄傲
or sin
或者是显明出你的罪
in your life
在你的生命里面
and God called you back to humbleness
神透过这个方式教导你谦卑下来
and to repentance
然后悔改
So sometimes God uses His word.
有时候神使用他的话语。
But sometimes also God uses other people.
可是神有的时候是使用其他人。
He will send other people in your way.
他会差派其他人来找你。
To point out that area in your life.
同样指出你生命里面那个领域。
Where you struggling with pride.
就会发现到说其实你里面是有骄傲。
And make sure that that area becomes humble.
确保那个地方可以谦卑柔软下来。
And let me tell you about one time when that happened to me.
我可以跟你分享一个我生命里面这样的经历吗
？Okay. For context,
那讲一下前因后果
Back in my church world of life,
在我的教会生命之道
we have a project that we do every 2 years.
我们每两年会举办一个东西
and we have about 200 of our young people.
我们的教会里面大概200名年轻人
putting together a concert.
我们会办一场的演唱会
to preach the gospel.
来传讲福音
It's a 45-minute production.
那我们是45分钟的内容
and we use music and dance.
然后会有音乐，会有舞蹈
and multimedia.
然后也会有多媒体的呈现
high energy concert.
就是非常热。
With one purpose alone,
那但是呢，唯一一个目的
to share the gospel of Jesus,
就是要传讲耶稣的福音。
And then we take this on tour.
然后我们会巡回。
And we partner with churches all over Europe.
然后跟教会就是在欧洲的地方教会合作。
And we perform this concert outdoors.
然后我们通常是在户外举办。
In the city centers of European capitals.
在这些欧洲的首都市中心来举办。
So we've been to London.
我们有去过伦敦。
Rome.
罗马。
Vienna.
维也纳。
Berlin, all over Europe.
基本上全欧洲都走遍。
And we've seen thousands of people getting saved.
然后我们看到有成千上万的人得救。
So at this point, we were already almost done with the planning of the upcoming Euro tour.
那我要讲的这个故事发生的时间点，我们基本上已经筹办差不多了。
We knew basically every city we were going to.
就是基本上我们已经知道我们要去到哪些的城市。
But then one day. I hear a knock on my office door.
我办公室的门呢就响起，有人敲门。
And I could tell by the knock.
从这个敲门声呢
that there's a teenager outside.
我就听得出来是一个青少年在敲门。
Because you see, if I hear this,
因为你听哦，如果是
then I know it's a grown up.
啊，很有礼貌的成人。
But if I hear this,
但如果是
teenager,
不太容易等候的年轻人，青少年。
So I said, "Come in," and a 14-year-old girl comes in.
我就是情境，然后就一个十四岁大的少女走进来。
She's part of our youth ministry.
她是我们的青年事工的人。
She's excited.
你知道，就是非常的兴奋。
Said Pastor Joachim.
Oh, Joachim 牧师
I got a great idea.
我告诉你，我有个很棒的想法。
As we go on the Euro tour this summer.
哦，你知道我们今年办这个欧洲巡回的时候啊。
Let's do a big concert.
哎，我们要不要办一场大的
？At Disneyland Paris.
在巴黎的迪士尼乐园里。
And I looked at her.
我就看着她。
And I smiled.
礼貌性的微笑。
But it was this kind of smile.
但是这种礼貌性就嘴角微微上扬。
Because in the back of my head, I was thinking.
因为我心里在想的是。
Oh, little girl.
少年郎啊。
The things that you do not know.
你有所不知啊。
Of course, Disneyland would never accept a concert like this.
迪士尼乐园怎么可能让我们去办这种演唱会
？Our concert is all about preaching Jesus.
因为别忘了，我们是在传讲耶稣。
They would never have us.
他们怎么可能让我们去啊
？But I didn't want to embarrass her.
可是我也不想让她难堪嘛。
So I just said, "Wow."
我就说哇
，interesting.
好棒棒。
Now leave.
好了，可以走了，谢谢。
And she said, "Thanks for hearing me, Pastor."
她说谢谢牧师，你听我说。
And then she left.
然后就走了。
And I'm honest with you now.
那我告诉你，我是
When she walked out the door,
当她一走出去的时候
，her idea was already deep inside my mental bin.
我很老实说，她一走出去，我大脑就把这个想法丢到我大脑里垃圾桶了。
And I was getting ready to do whatever I did before she came in.
然后就要去做回我原本在打算要做的事。
And then the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me.
但那个当下主的灵对我说话。
And he said, "Joachim."
说 Joachim。
When did you become so proud?
你从什么时候变得这么骄傲了
？To not even consider if an idea is from me.
你根本没有考虑这个想法有没有可能是从我来的。
Just because the messenger is 14 years old.
只因为我差派带给你这个讯息的人是一个14岁大的孩子。 郑重。
That hurt.
好痛。
And I repented. I said sorry.
我就立刻悔改，说主抱歉。
And I took up the idea.
然后我赶快把它从资源回收桶还原。
And I looked at it.
我就回头看这个想法。
I said, what do I do with this?
我想说，那这个我要怎么办呢？
This is impossible.
怎么可能啦？
And the only thing I could think of.
我唯一能够想到的。
Was that I could call Disneyland Paris.
就是就打个电话给这个迪士尼乐园。
And I so did not want to call Disneyland Paris.
但我好不想打给这个巴黎的迪士尼乐园。
Because I didn't want to make a fool out of myself.
因为我不想。让我自己看得好像很蠢。
But you see, that's the definition of pride.
但我告诉你，这就是骄傲的定义耶。
When you elevate your concern about what other people may think,
当你把自己的面子看过高过于
above your obedience to whatever God wants you to do,
高过于你顺服神要你做的事，那就是
that's pride.
那就是骄傲了。
So I called Disneyland Paris.
我就打给这个巴黎的迪士尼乐园。
And I said, "Can we please come?"
我说不好意思，我们可不可以
and preach the gospel of Jesus?
传讲耶稣
at Disneyland Paris.
在巴黎的迪士尼乐园里呢？
And they had no idea who this was.
他们也不知道打来的是谁。
I said, we never had this question asked before.
回答就是抱歉，我们从来没有被问过。
I said, I'm happy to be the first.
所以我现在我就说抱歉，我刚好是那第一个。
And they so just wanted to end the call.
那他们也听得出来很想挂电话。
They just said, well, send your videos.
那后来他们就直接说那你就把你们的宣传影片
the promotion material,
你们的任何宣传素材给我们看
看。And we'll call you back.
我们再回电给你。
And I could hear the sound of their voice saying, "We're never going to call you back."
基本上那个会再回电听起来就是永远不可能。
But we sent the promo video.
但我们就寄了。
And then we prayed.
然后我们也祷告了。
And then we waited.
然后我们就等候。
And 1 week later,
一个礼拜后呢
，Disneyland called me back.
迪士尼乐园打电话回来了。
And they said, "We've never had anything Christian at Disneyland."
他们讲说，我们在迪士尼里面从来没有办过任何基督教的东西。
But these videos are good.
可是你们的宣传影片拍得真好。
So we called the board meeting.
所以我们就特别召开了董事会。
And we decided to give you a shot.
我们决定让你们试试看。
We're going to give you 15 minutes.
我们会给你们15分钟。
On the smallest stage of Disneyland.
在我们的迪士尼乐园里面最小的舞台。
The Winnie the Pooh stage.
就是小熊维尼舞台。
And then they asked me this.
他们这么问我哦。
Are you okay with Winnie the Pooh from a Christian perspective?
你们教会有没有反对小熊维尼哈？
And I said, we love Winnie the Pooh.
我们说我们超爱小熊维尼的。
We love him so much.
我们爱他爱到不行。
For us Christians,
你知道对我们基督徒来说
，Jesus is here.
耶稣第一。
And Winnie the Pooh is right there.
小熊维尼第二。
Right there.
就在小熊，就在耶稣后。
So we came.
我们就去了。
And we did a 15-minute Jesus concert.
就演出了十五分钟的耶稣的内容。
On the Winnie the Pooh stage.
我们耶稣演唱会的内容。
And they loved it.
在小熊维尼的舞台上，大家都很喜欢。
And they said, next time you come.
他们又说下次还可以再来。
We will give you 30 minutes.
下一次的时候，你们可以有三十分钟。
On the Buzz Lightyear stage.
这次是要哪里？巴斯光年的舞台。
So we came back.
我们又回去。
And we did a 30-minute concert.
同样30分钟的演出。
On the Buzz Lightyear stage.
是在巴斯光年的舞台上。
And they loved it.
他们也觉得很棒。
And they said next time you come.
他说下次你们再来。
We're gonna give you the full 45 minutes.
我们要给你们完整45分钟的演出。
On main stage Disneyland.
主要舞台上。
Main stage Disneyland.
主要舞台。
And when I saw our young people,
我看到我们的年轻人
go up on stage,
真的是在台上
and go wild for Jesus,
为耶稣不顾一切的表演
and I saw the crowd of thousands of people,
然后下面有成千的观众
with Mickey Mouse ears,
就大家都戴着米奇的米老鼠的帽子
I thought to myself,
我心想
Thank God,
主啊，我好感谢你
for a 14-year-old girl,
有那十四岁大的孩子。
That God used
是神你所使用
to humble my heart
来谦卑我的心
so that the miraculous seeds could grow
好让那个神迹的种子可以发芽
Can we make some noise in the house of the Lord? Can we praise the name of Jesus?
感谢赞美归给耶稣
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Just want to say, share one more thing.
我可以再跟你分享一个故事吗？我要以它来作为结束。
The second state of heart that God requires from us
是神所要我们的心保持的第二种状态。
After having already talked about a humble heart,
我刚讲到了要有谦卑的心。
We also need an open heart.
我们也需要有一颗敞开的心。
An open heart.
敞开的心。
Why?
为什么？
Because sometimes the dreams of God.
因为你知道，有时候神的梦想。
are bigger than the present size of your heart.
神等级的梦想比我们现在的心还要大上许多。
So either the dream has to shrink down,
你要嘛是缩小神的梦想，
or our hearts have to expand.
不然就是我们必须扩张自己的心。
Because you see the success of a seed,
你知道这个种子到底能不能成功长出来？
It's not only about the potential of the seed itself.
其实跟这个种子本身的潜能不是绝对相关。
It's also about the size of the flower pot.
也要看它到底是栽种在什么样的环境土壤里。
You can take an acorn.
因为你可以拿一棵橡树的果实。
With the potential to grow a big oak tree.
它可以长成一棵很大的橡木。
And you can plant it into a tiny flower pot.
但如果你把它栽种在一个小花盆里。
And a little seed would come up.
对，它是会发芽。
And it might be beautiful.
它也可能长得蛮可爱的。
But it's going to be nowhere near the full potential of that acorn.
可是没有办法完全发挥出它的潜能。
So God requires for us.
所以神需要你和我。
To expand our hearts.
扩张，扩大我们的心。
Just like we read in Isaiah 55.
就像我们在以赛亚书55章这里所读到的一样。
Verse 8 and 9.
第八到第九节，耶和华说：我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
God's ways are higher than our ways.
神的道路高过我们的道路。
His thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
他的意念也高过我们的意念。
So what are we supposed to do?
那我们该做什么才好？
Let's read the verse before.
我们再看前一节的经文。
Verse 7.
第七节这里说，恶人当离弃自己的道路，不义的人当除掉自己的意念，归向耶和华。
God wants us to return to His big thoughts.
神要我们回转向他那个神等级的梦想。
If your dream has been broken,
如果你的梦想你觉得破碎了，
He wants you to dream again.
他要你再次拥抱他。
He wants you to open your heart.
他要你敞开自己的心。
And dream bigger dreams.
跟他一起做那更大的梦想。
And allow Him to challenge you.
让他能够来挑战你。
To see greater things in your future.
看见那未来有更美好的事。
Than you saw in your past.
在等着你。
I just want to tell you one more story.
是过去曾经看过，我可以再跟你分享一个故事吗？
Is that okay? Can I do that?
可以吗？好吗？
Because I'm glad you said yes.
我很开心你们都有点头说好。
Because I'm gonna do it anyway.
因为其实不管怎么样，你说不好，我也是会讲啦。
Just feels better if you say yes.
但是你同意我的时候，我就觉得比较愿意说，比较开心。
I'll tell you one thing. One time when that happened to me.
我想要再跟你分享另外一个我生命的故事。
God challenged me to open my heart.
神挑战我要敞开我的心。
And dream for the impossible.
去做那个不可能的梦。
A few years ago, I took my core team on a cruise in Scandinavia.
几个月前，我带我的团队就是去到斯堪地亚的这个游轮。
And we spent a few days of prayer.
游轮之旅上，我们在祷告。
Strategizing.
然后一起来策划。
Fellowship.
然后我们也有团契的时间。
We had a great time.
我们基本上很愉悦。
And then I remember we had a coffee break.
那我们在当中就有喝咖啡的时间。
And I went to the coffee machine with my mug.
记得我就拿着杯子去准备倒咖啡。
And all of a sudden.
突然间
out of nowhere,
就不知道怎么搞的
I had a new thought.
我就有一个新的想法
Could we rent this entire cruise ship?
我就想说哎，我们有没有可能租下这一整艘游轮啊
Could we fill it with thousands of teenagers?
有没有可能就是把所有青少年通通带上游轮
On fire for Jesus?
你知道就是为耶稣火热的青少年
Could we make a youth conference at sea?
我们有没有可能在海上办我们的青年特会
In one of the most secularized nations in the world?
然后是在我们这个最世俗的国家里
Can we show this nation?
我们有没有可能让我们的国家看见
That Jesus is alive.
耶稣仍是活着的神
Even in this young generation.
即便在这些年轻人的当中
But then another voice in my other ears says.
可是我另外马上有另外一个声音响起
No.
不可能
Because that's going to be way too expensive.
因为价格太高了。
And no one has ever done that before.
然后从来也没有人做过这样的事。
And it's going to be impossible.
就基本上不可能的。
But then this voice came back.
可是我的声音又回来。
And it said this.
他说
，Remember Disneyland.
还记得迪士尼乐园吗
？And I remember Disneyland.
我记得，我很记得。
I remember how God turned a Death Valley into a beautiful garden.
神怎么样在那里使一个死亡谷转变为美丽的花园
？So I shared the idea with my team.
所以我就跟我的团队分享我的想法。
And we started praying.
我们就开始祷告。
For God to expand our hearts.
求神扩张我们的心。
So we can dream this seemingly impossible dream.
好叫我们可以做这个看起来不可能的梦。
And I called the company.
然后我就打电话给这游轮公司。
And I said, can we rent an entire cruise ship?
我就说我们可不可以租下一整艘游轮？
And they said, we never had such a question before.
然后他们就说从来没有人这样问过我们。
I said, I'm happy to be the first.
他说我很高兴我是第一个问的。
And they sent us a financial offer.
然后他就给我们报价了。
With way too many zeros at the end.
但是后面的零实在是多到我都不知道数到哪里。
Way too many zeros.
太多零在后面。
It seemed impossible.
我就真的觉得好不可能。
But we kept praying.
可是我们持续祷告。
We kept expanding our hearts.
我们持续扩张我们的心。
We kept confessing the word of God.
我们持续宣告神的话语。
And somehow,
不知怎么的。
We still don't know how.
我们直到如今不知道发生什么事。
We still don't know what happened.
我们不知道怎么会这样。
They came back to us with a new offer.
他们居然第二次重新报价。
And the price came down with 80%.
价格缩减了八成。
80%.
八成就打两折啊。
80%.
打到快骨折的两折。
And all of a sudden, the dream came within reach.
突然之间，这个梦想我们就发现可以达到。
So we rented the biggest cruise ship in Scandinavia.
于是我们就租下了斯堪的亚最大的一艘游轮。
And we have thousands of teenagers.
然后有成千上万年轻人上去。
On fire for Jesus.
为耶稣火热。
That came on board.
就上了船。
And we turned the whole thing into a church.
我们就把这艘游轮变为了教会。
For the glory of Jesus.
将一切荣耀归给耶稣。
National media wrote about this.
你知道我们有就当地的媒体都来报道。
And the biggest paper of Sweden
是全国性的报道。
Wrote maybe God is not dead after all.
瑞典最大一间报纸就写说有可能神还是真正的活着吧。
Hallelujah.
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 What seemed like an impossible dream
在我们看来不可能的梦想
came within reach.
达到他了
Because God's Spirit helped us expand our hearts.
因为是神的灵扩张了我们的心
And dream for the impossible.
去梦想那不可能的梦
And I want to pray.
我要来为你们祷告
That same thing will happen to you.
今天这样的事也要发生在你的身上
In regards to your death valley situation.
在你们生命里面那个死亡谷的光景中
Let's stand to our feet, please.
让我们从位置上面站立起来
I just want to pray a short prayer for you.
我想要为你们做一个简短的祷告
As you stand in the presence of the Lord,
当我们站立在神的同在里时
would you place your hand on your heart?
我想邀请你把手放在心上
where the seeds and the dreams are planted.
当神的种子，这个梦想的种子种在里面的时候
and would you close your eyes in the presence of God?
我也要邀请你闭上你的眼睛
Father, in Jesus' name,
父，我奉耶稣的名
I thank you for all these precious people.
我为每一位弟兄姐妹献上感谢
And I speak life into their desert areas.
我今天把生命说进到他们生命里面那个死亡的光景中
Rain on their death valleys, Lord.
我祷告你降下你的恩雨在他们的死亡谷里
Whatever is a dry desert today,
不论今天那个死亡谷在哪里
Make it a colorful garden tomorrow.
使它成为迷人的花园
We pray that you will help us keep our hearts humble.
求你持续谦卑我们的心
And that you will have our hearts open.
让我们的心对你敞开
To dream the dream.
去做那个不可能的梦
That even seem impossible today.
是我们今天看起来觉得不可能
Thank you for raining upon marriages.
但感谢你降雨在我们的婚姻里
Raining upon financial situations.
感谢你降雨在我们的财务上
Raining upon families.
感谢你降雨在我们的家庭中。
Raining upon mental health situations.
感谢你降在我们心里面疾病的地方。
Come Holy Spirit.
圣灵求你来。
And rain on the seeds planted.
主降雨在你所栽种的种子上。
And turn the death valley areas.
使这个死亡谷
into beautiful gardens.
能够转变为绿意盎然的花园。
This we pray.
我们祷告。
In Jesus' name.
是奉耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
And all the people said.
百姓都大声的回应。
Amen. Thank you
Amen.
so much, church.
谢谢,
Thank
谢谢
you. God bless you. Let's give it up for Jesus.
我们将一些掌声荣耀归给耶稣。